I'm Jamie Rickard.
I'm Tracy Sullivan, and we're the Career Coaches of Fisher. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yay, it's September.
Yes, the time where we take our summer brain and put it on the shelf, sadly, and get back to business. But we're excited about today's topic because we know that with students coming back, there's that feeling of, I need to set myself up for success for the year. How do I get experience, especially if maybe I didn't have a job over the summer, or maybe I did, or maybe I don't think that that is something that's going to mean anything to new employers. And so we wanted to spend some time today talking about how to get experience without thinking you have experience.
Right. So a lot of people say, I'm not looking for an internship because I don't have any experience, or I haven't started my job search yet because I don't know what I want to do, or I don't have any skills. So A, everybody has experience and skills. I think one of my favorite things to say, so for you incoming freshmen, this is Tracy, and you will hear me say all of the time, KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities. And we all have them. We just don't always recognize them in ourselves.
Right.
So doing things, whether it's through your coursework, through hobbies, part-time work, volunteerism, all of that stuff gives you experience. Experience comes in all forms, but at the collegiate level, there are a ton of things you can do to start gaining experience, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a formal internship.
Nope.
What are some of those things?
On-campus jobs is one of the easiest things that you can do to start gaining experience, and I also want to preface that by saying that I do know a lot of students in high school have had summer jobs, our upperclassmen have had summer positions, whether that's at a pool or waiting tables or being a camp counselor. These are all amazing resume builders. The skills that you've had from those experiences range from customer service, collaboration with team members, communication. You have a lot of abilities and skills that you just mentioned, your KSAs, that are fantastic ways to show that you have great experience. But on-campus employment is just a nice way, especially again for our incoming new students and then our returning students, to start gaining experience that's so close, right? You're on campus, you pop over to your on-campus job for a few hours, you're earning money while also gaining experience.
And, you know, with on-campus employment, you're not just gaining experience in a lot of cases. You're also gaining exposure to potential career pathways. Yep. For example, like within our office, we have peer ambassadors.
Yep.
We have marketing interns. Yep. We have student workers that answer the phones and work. I mean, we'll call it a front desk for now, but when we move to our new location, it will actually be a front desk. And a lot of experience they get is customer service, talking to employers, triaging phone calls. Peer ambassadors are going to be reviewing resumes and marketing, you know, doing whether
social media.
Yeah. Social media, Instagram, Canva, TikTok, hopefully.
Right? Yeah. And this is just one office, right? We're talking about career services. So you can imagine all of the different opportunities that will exist on campus in a variety of different spaces. And so in order to find those positions, because I do know maybe some students don't know this, but Handshake is where you'd find on-campus employment. So all of the offices on campus who are looking for help have filled out forms and they have their postings put right on Handshake. So if you're looking for on-campus employment, easily filtering to on-campus is the way to find those roles.
And those are all live as of
August 1st. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So keep applying. Don't get discouraged if you're, it is past the August 1 mark, but certainly, you know, go in and submit your resume to those things that interest you.
And I just want to jump back because you had mentioned, you know, part-time employment. Yeah. So a lot of times I hear students kind of, whether it's undersell or look down upon of their part-time jobs. And I, you know, just want to point out that employers look specifically for students that do have those experiences.
Absolutely.
So food service, number one, in terms of ability to multitask, problem solve, customer service, you know, resolving conflict. And it's also an environment where you might start out as, let's say, a cashier or a server and work your way up into team leader, supervisory positions. You know, retail falls into that too. So don't feel like it's less than.
Yeah.
You know, I've had students say like, oh, I didn't put that on my resume.
Yeah, I get that a lot with students who might do like landscaping work or, you know, something that might be more in that manual labor field. And I can't even tell how amazing that experience is. Not only is it, you know, that work ethic that you're developing through that, but it's logistics, right? You're trying to figure out how am I going to get all of the things accomplished, all of the lawns, all of the you know, things I need to get done. Is it going to rain? Like, you have a lot of factors that you have to think about. So, again, I've worked with so many students who have done that too. And there are a lot of ways that we can help figure out how to put that on a resume that shows great experience and great skill sets.
Absolutely. So some other experiences as we're starting, you know, the year off is get involved on campus.
Yes.
So getting involved with on-campus clubs, organizations, activities, that's a great way to get experience. And again, you know, either doing something that maybe you're passionate about, like whether it's a cause or just something that is fun for you, like a hobby or a sport, you know, anything. But by being on the e-board, by taking on a leadership role in some way, shape, or form, that can help enhance your knowledge, skills, and abilities and something you can add to your resume.
Yeah, and we have a lot of pre-professional clubs and orgs on campus too. So to your point, join something fun if you're kind of dipping your toe in the water, but also think about how it might feel to align a little bit more with a desired pathway. Like you don't have to be for certain that you're going to be in like finance, but you could join the investment club, for example. And it just starts to align you a little bit better with possible options down, you know, down the line and in the future.
And honestly, you might realize, like, I don't really like this.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's okay.
But you're with like-minded people, too. And I do think that there's a lot of support in that as well. And it allows you to meet friends and have even a social outlet within a pre-professional organization on campus.
Absolutely. Another way to gain experience, volunteering.
Yes.
Feels good.
Yes.
Obviously. But also it's a good way, especially if, you know, your major is one that may be a little bit, you know, tougher to figure out what you want to do. I was a psychology major, so it took me too many years to count. If you've listened to any prior podcasts, I talk about this all the time. I had no idea what to do with my life for probably 10, 15 years.
You're like, I still don't know what I want to do.
I'm still trying to figure it out. But, you know, just working, whether it's with a nonprofit organization, volunteering your time, getting involved can help you figure out whether it's doing different tasks, working with different populations. It feels good. It looks good on your resume, but it also helps you kind of figure out, is this something I see myself doing in the future?
Absolutely.
And, you know, working with people that can sometimes turn into mentors for life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And another option, we know one out of two of our students are athletes pretty much, right? 40% of you who may be listening are athletes. And I think a lot of times the sacrifice that students are making to devote to sport end up making them feel like I didn't get the chance to do something in the fall, for example, because I was doing my sport. And sports are an amazing way to build your resume. And I think most students don't even give like a bullet point for sports sometimes, especially if they feel like, oh, well, I just played. Well, no, there's a lot more to it. Again, we're going back to all those KSAs you're talking about, collaboration, problem solving, you know, there's
time management,
you know, making sure that you're accomplishing all of your academic needs and your athletics. You're devoting, you know, 20 plus hours a week to that. And that's a lot of your free time. So when we talk about, oh, volunteer and part-time work, there are ways you can fit these things in, but athletics does require a lot of your time. And so how can we maximize your athletic experience on a resume to showcase, like, this is what I've gained from that experience?
Another way to gain experience is through research.
Yes.
And a lot of people associate research with purely the science fields, biochemistry, but really you can do research.
Any discipline.
Any discipline, psychology, sociology, anthropology, interdisciplinary, any discipline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a great way to kind of hone your writing skills, hone your research skills, teamwork, lab skills. We have opportunities here, summer research.
Yeah, summer research fellows. That's something, if you are thinking research is something you want to explore, to navigate early, a faculty member would have to be able to supervise your research over the summer. And if they're not prepared to do so, it would just be important for a student to apply to that early. But if you are just curious about what you could look into, you could always talk to faculty members too about your interest areas and see if they have something that they're working on that you might be able to assist with, which is a fantastic way to gain experience in a particular field or discipline.
Yes, doing is the best way mm-hmm. to get experience in any way. So obviously, Jamie and I's favorite way to get experience is through the one and the only internship. And we love a good internship because it's a great way to test drive potential careers.
Right. Internships can fall in the fall semester, spring semester, summer. There are timelines that you have to navigate, though. So I do want to be realistic in that sense. For fall upcoming, or what we're currently in, you might be able to find something that would suffice for the remainder of the semester. And again, that could be on a part-time basis. Usually we don't want students doing anything over 10 hours a week for an internship in the academic year. Now for the summer, that changes, right? You could do a full-time, you know, work week and be able to gain that experience, you know, full-time. If you're doing it for credit, you would have to register for the course aligned with your discipline or major. And that would require approval from our office and career services to be able to do that internship for most programs, with the exception of, I think, wet sport management and a few others.
Yeah. And you don't have to do them.
No,
for
you
credit.
Don't have to do them.
I mean, there
credit.
Are some majors that do require an internship, but just keep in mind when we say test drive, like, you don't have to know exactly what you want to do. Do an internship. You might find something that you really enjoy about it, or you might be able to identify and say, oh, I really didn't like this, so let me try something else.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful that I had an internship in college that taught me exactly what I didn't want to do, because I could have easily gone to grad school for that and been very unhappy with my full-time career choice. So highly recommend that internship. And mine wasn't paid back then. And still, I'm grateful that I had it.
Right? Because you were going to go...
guidance counseling for high school.
Oh, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I just didn't end up working in that field. See? Yeah. But I mean, life happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. Not that it's a bad field. I just didn't think that my... I think I felt more in that counseling mode, and I just... wasn't that. So mm-hmm. it was surprising to me. And I needed to learn that in order to know.
That's a really great point, because honestly, what I really liked about it was the career and academic planning.
Yeah.
Piece. So it's just,
exactly.
You'll learn a lot from it. So coming up, and we're going to be talking about this in our next podcast a lot, but we're going to be doing our annual career fair in the fall this year.
Yes. So that's a big update. The fall career fair is the only major career fair this academic year. And we're doing that to align better with recruitment timelines for employers. They have mentioned to us that because their timelines tend to be significantly earlier than what we were doing with the March event, if you've gone to the annual fair in March, they've already made their decisions in a lot of areas, including internships and full-time roles. So we're hoping by a September event that we will be able to accommodate students across the board who are looking and seeking opportunities, and that will be more attractive as a place to stop as an employer. So that's a good thing for our students, is that hopefully the employers that are coming will be very appealing because they've already, or they haven't made their decisions yet, and they're right in the middle of their recruitment season.
And if you're a senior and you're still looking for an internship, don't panic. There is still time. Obviously plan on attending the career fair, but you know, even if you're graduating, a lot of seniors still do internships the summer after the year that they graduate.
Yeah, they do. Post-grad internships.
Yes, thank you.
And again, going back to that test drive, when you graduate college, it's a very stressful time because you're like, oh, whatever I choose is what I have to do forever. And I know we've said this before on other episodes, mm-hmm. that is not the case. So I think sometimes that post-grad internship or even like a 3-month temporary opportunity can be a really good way to just see like, okay, how am I navigating going into full-time? But also, do I like this? And is this something I want to do long-term? So I think it's a lower commitment and maybe a better way to gain experience. So if you do, as a senior, go to the career fair, be open-minded about that option as well.
And I think the last thing that I just want to touch on in terms of the experience is the things that you're doing in the classroom. Keep in mind that those translate into, you know, those KSAs, whether you're working, you know, on group projects, presentations where you're using various technologies, solving problems, writing research papers, you know, communicating, you know, with presentations or just within the group. Like, you're getting experience throughout all 4 years that you're here.
Yeah. And I would recommend tracking those things. Like, if you work on a project this upcoming year and you say, wow, that was really, I did a lot of work for this, write it down, write down what you did. And we can come up with ways to bullet point that with you, with your resume. Last year, I had an amazing example of this with a student in marketing who had no internship experience, had a summer position, but had not done actual marketing, stuff before. And when we talked about it, there were so many projects that they had done that we were like, oh, well, let's make a projects or relevant project section. And they were able to get a fantastic internship for the spring semester. And that went into the summer. So very exciting. And again, you can create a document that showcases these skills, even if you haven't done something formal or weren't paid for it.
Excellent point. Okay, that wraps up this podcast. Before we leave, Jamie, what's one fun thing you did this summer?
Ooh.
Or listened to, watched?
Oh my gosh, the Olympics. That's been really fun. Oh, yeah. I've absolutely loved that. I know it's really hard to watch these things live because obviously we're not 6 hours, in Paris, but that's been really exciting to watch and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did have tennis paralysis the other day.
What about you?
Oh, Love Island.
Oh yeah, Love Island. I'm sure a lot of our student listeners can relate to the love for Love Island.
Yeah, a little obsessed. All right. Well, we all look forward to seeing you. We hope you had a great summer, but we're going to have a fabulous fall. This wraps up today's podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and connect with us on LinkedIn. We want to hear from you, ideas for future topics, questions, feedback. Email us at ccap@sjf.edu.
We're the career coaches of Fisher, here for your career.